जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यमुना तीरा बन चारी जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय राधा सम सुंदर राधा सम सुंदर राधे गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौर जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की पान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय एवं विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिव्राज काचार्य श्रोत्र सदिभान गेश्ल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप महाप्रधाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंद हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर जी की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेशम बुलिभूटिश ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेशम बुलिभूटिश ऑल ग्लोरी स्पेशम बुलिभूटिश ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु गुरंगरांग की जय श्री प्रभुपाद ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today, this morning, we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 43. Krishna kills the elephant and takes to the second of the chapter. However, they are really very insignificant, a bit less purpose. So, I was advised to go up to text 14. 2 to 14, okay. Let me repeat after me. Rangadwaram samasadhya tasmin agam avasthitam apasyat kubalaya pidam कृष्णं वर्षा प्रचोदितं रंगद्वारं समासाद्य तस्मिन् आगम अवस्थितं अपश्यत् कुवलया पीडं कृष्णं वर्षा प्रचोदितं रंगद्वारं समासाद्य तस्मिन् आगम अवस्थितं अपश्यत् कुवलया पीडं कृष्णोऽम्बष्ट प्रचोदितम् Ranga of the arena, Dwaram the gate, Samasadya reaching, Tasmin in that place, Nagam an elephant, Avasthitam standing, Apasyat he saw Kuvalaya Pidam, named Kuvalaya Pid, Krishna, Lord Krishna, Ambashtha, by his keeper, Prachoditam, urged on. Translation and purport. Translation. When Lord Krishna reached the entrance of the arena, he saw the elephant Kuvalaya Pid blocking his way at the urging of his keeper. Purport. The elephant keeper revealed his malicious intent by blocking Lord Krishna's entrance onto the arena. First time Lord Krishna is displaying in Mathura. Kamsa sent Akruraji to bring Krishna and Balaram. And they have organized one special sacrifice, Dhanusha Yajna. The purpose was worshipping, satisfying Lord Shiva and Shivratri day, Shivratri time. So intention was to bring Krishna and kill Krishna. This was intention from Kamsa. Krishna came and first day there was big bow was there, Dhanush. Krishna entered in the area and he broke the bow, Dhanush. And then at night they took rest somewhere in the garden of Mathura, outer skirt of city, there was garden, all gopas, headed by Nand Maharaj, they took rest. And next morning, a different type of musical instrument were playing, just to celebrate the festival. Krishna heard and Krishna desired to come to the place where the yagya was supposed to take place. So this is pastime of Mathura. It's a very important city. In Srimad Bhagavatam, many times description about glorious situation of Mathura is described. In Srimad Bhagavatam of this canto, in beginning chapter, it described that. Of course, in beginning, this city, Mathura, is founded by Shatrughna, the youngest brother of Lord Ramchandra. So he established the city, he founded the city. And also, Shatrughna was the ruler for this tract of land, that is called Braja. But one point, one great personality, Sursen, by his name was Sursen, he appeared in the Yadu dynasty, and he came to live there in Mathura, Sursen. Since that time, Mathura became the capital city of rule of the kings, of the rulers, kings of Yadu dynasty. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Rajdhani Tatah Shabhute, Sarv Yadav Bhuhujam. Since that time, when Sursen, the king, he ruled the city and the tract of the land called Braj. Since that time, this became Rajdhani Tatah Shabhut. Mathura became Rajdhani, capital city. Sarv Yadav Bhuhujam. The kings who appeared in the Yadu dynasty. And there, Sukadeva Goswami talks of Mathura Bhagavan Yatra Nityam Sannihito Hari. Mathura, such a glorious place, transcendental place, that Nityam Sannihito Hari, Hari, Krishna, eternally lives there. Krishna, Nityam Sannihito Hari. Hari is there, always Krishna resides in the Mathura. Such a glorious. The city is intimately connected with Krishna. Though it is situated in the material sky, material world, on the earthly planet, but the city maintains its transcendental. It is transcendental. This is transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. When Prabhupada comments on that verse, it is probably the first chapter of 10th canto. So, Srila Prabhupada talks about the glorious situation of Mathura, and also he said that Mathura and Vrindavan are identical, they are no different. The whole tract of land called Braja, where Lord Sri Krishna displays his sweet pastime, at least, and especially childhood pastime. So Mathura and Vrindavan is identical. And also Srila Prabhupada talks about that purport. Vrindavanam parityajya padamekam nagacchati. Krishna doesn't step out of Mathura Vrindavan. Always he resides there. So this is a very nice place, transcendental place, intimately connected with Krishna. So that is, it is like transcendental abode of Lord Krishna. You know, in Vedic literature description about seven cities, Saptapuri, it is competent enough to give liberation, mukti. We can revive our dormant Krishna consciousness simply by residing in the city, mukshadayini. Ajodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kasi, Kanchi, Avantika, Puri, Dwaravati, Chaiva, Saptayata, Muktidayika. There are seven cities. Vedic literature describes simply by reciting there. Just be there. And we will revive our dormant Krishna consciousness simply by living there. One of those cities, Ajodhya, Ajodhya, Mathura, the city, Maya, Mayapur, it is for Haridwar. not our Mayapur. Ajodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kanchi in South India, Vishnu Kanchi and Shiva Kanchi, there are two cities. Kanchi, Avantika, Ujjain, where Lord Krishna went for a study, Adhyan, Sandipuni Muni. Ajodhya, Mathura, Maya, Kasi, Kanchi, Avantika, Puri, Dwara, Vati, Chaiva, and Dwarka, Shapteta, Muktidaika. Simply by residing in those cities, living there, we can get liberation, mukti. In Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti is defined, mukti hitva netha rupam swarupena drostiti. We can revive our original constitutional position simply by living there. So this is such a glorious place. Apart from this, Krishna appeared, Krishna chose this place, he took birth in Mathura, the Janma Bhumi, birthplace of Lord Sri Krishna. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, it is a description that there are, Rupa Goswami first described the 64 limbs of devotional service, Chausant Ang. Out of 64, five are considered to be most important, potent sadhana. So one is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly, associating pure devotee, sadhu sangha, and realizing the meaning, purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, reciting in Braja, Mathura. Mathura's name is Mathura is given. And fifth one is deity worship. So these are considered to be most important aspect, limbs of devotional service. Simply by coming in touch with these four, five limbs of devotional service, we can revive our Krishna consciousness. So, Mathura, residing Mathura, it is considered to be very important. So, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami has quoted one verse. We don't know from which scripture. He says, Aho Madhupuri Dhanya Swargadapi Gariyasi. Mathura, Swarga, it is more glorious than heavenly planets also. Swarga. Dinam Ekam Nivasena. Bhakti Rasamrita talks about, also Chaitanya Charitamrita, dinam ekam nivasena. If simply someone spends one day, one night in Mathura, lives there, dinam ekam nivasenam haro bhakti prajayate. Hari bhakti takes place, becomes fortified in the heart of the person who lives one, simply for one day, he spends one night, one day in Mathura. Absolutely, there would total revolution your consciousness, you become Krishna conscious. So Mathura is considered to be one of the most important place, most glorious place, the birthplace of Lord Krishna. This first time, Krishna is displaying in the city, the Mathura. And here, Ranga Dwaram Samashadya. Krishna got up early morning, took his bath and other things. And immediately he heard the soundings of a different type of kettle, drum and the musical instrument. So he became curious to see Yajna. When he came, when he was about to enter Rangadwaram, Rangadwar, sacrificial arena, and it was the just gate, Samasadya, Krishna came. Tasmin nagam avastitam apasyat. On the gate, Krishna saw tasmin nagam. Nag means elephant, an elephant. Nag, elephant. Avastitam. And Sukadeva Goswami described that elephant was standing. Apasyat, Krishna saw. And then name of the elephant is described, Kuvalaya Peed, name of that particular elephant was standing on the gate, Kuvalaya Peed. Krishna ambushed Prachodita. Krishna saw the elephant and the elephant was trained, inspired. This is not ordinary story. Krishna ambushed man, a keeper, or some that person who maintained Mahavat, in Hindi called Mahavat. So Mahavat has very nicely trained Prachodita. He inspired that as soon as Krishna enters from the gate, so Kuvalaya Peed was trained in such a way that Kuvalaya Peed should cross Krishna. The elephant keeper revealed his malicious intent. And then Krishna, as soon as Krishna saw the elephant on the gate, the next verse are, Badhva Parikaram Sauri Samuhya Kutilalakan Vacha Hastipam Vacha Meghanada Gambhiraya. Krishna came. And then Krishna, Badhva Parikaram. Krishna understand that is what I have to do. So he tied his dress nicely. Even his curly hairs also, tied such a way. Vacha Hastipam. Hastip, hasti means elephant, pa means who maintains. Vacha, megh gambhiraya gira. Krishna's vacha, vani, sound was as grave as the rumbling of the cloud. Megh gambhiraya vacha, Krishna. Lord Krishna was obviously preparing for a fight. Fight. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, the Lord put aside his jacket. His jacket is described, of course, it was winter season, month of February. This incident took place about three times. The purport they have written, put aside his jackets, tightened his belt, and tied locks of hair. Krishna addressed, now he was ambushed twice, ambushed, or elephant maintainer, keeper of the elephant, margam no dehi. Please you give us marg, way. Apakramachiram, don't do late. We don't prepare to be lead late. So please, no chet. So the elephant keeper, it appears that he did not pay any attention for Krishna's request. Then, no chet, if you will not give the way, then today, I will send you and your elephant to the house of Jamaraj. I will manage, you will be transported from here, from Mathura, you will go there. Not yet, if you are not giving the way, then I will do up there today, now, Nayami, I will carry you, I will send you in the house, in the abode of Jamaraj, along with your elephant, both. You will die and your elephant will have the same destiny. Gambhiraya. Sukadeva Goswami said, with words as grave as the rumbling of the cloud. Lord Sri Krishna said, O driver, move aside at once and let us pass. If you don't, this very day I will send both you and your elephant to the abode of Jamaraj. So it was more than enough for that. It was his city. And as a guest, just as came a visitor, I challenging a such a way. एवं निर्भत्सितम वष्ट कुपितः कुपितम गजः. सो फर्स्ट ही बिकम वेरी मच एंग्री द अम्बस्ट अम्बस्ट मीन द एलिफेंट मेंटेनर एलिफेंट की एंड देन ही मेक द गजम कुबल्यापीड आल्सो ही आल्सो बिकम एलिफेंट आल्सो बिकम वेरी मच एंग्री. चोदया मास कृष्ण कालांतर सो जस्ट ही इंस्पायर सच इंड्यूस्ड एलिफेंट कुबल्यापीड नाउ यू किल दिस बॉय देयर इज स्टॉप बट दे हैव नो दे डोंट नो एनी इटिकेट हाउ दे शुड स्पीक. करिंद्रम तसभिद्रुत्य ट्रांसलेशन दस थ्रेटन द एलिफेंट कीपर बिकम एंग्री. He goaded his furious elephant, who appeared equal to time, death and Jamrad, unto attacking Lord Krishna. So inspired, he such induced the elephant that elephant should attack Krishna, kill Krishna. The next verse are Karindras tamhi drutya karena tarsagri. Karindras the Lord of the elephant, Karindra, the elephant, Charya Krishna and violently seized him with his trunk, and with his trunk, Shunga, the seized, caught hold of Krishna. But Krishna slipped away, struck him a blow, and disappeared from his view among his legs. Now Sukadeva Goswami said, immediately elephant caught Krishna with his in his trunk, and then Krishna also gave a heavy blow to elephant, and he came out from his grip. And angry Krishna tried to hide him. At one point the elephant could not see Krishna, because Krishna came just beneath, near, between the legs of an elephant. He was hiding, just not outside, just the four legs, and he came near. Her purpose also, Lord Krishna struck the elephant with his fist and then disappeared among his legs. Shankrudhas tamakshado ghran drishti sakishtama. So one point, in beginning the elephant could not see Krishna, where is he? But elephant had a very strong sense for smelling ghran. Ghran drishti. There are certain creatures, animals, simply where they can detect the situation of a person by smelling. So he was not able to see, because Krishna was hiding between the legs of an elephant. So with ghran, smelling, the elephant could detect that Krishna is near his leg. Paramsa Purushkarena Prashyani. And then this time his tusk. First, he caught it trunk, but now he should attack with tusk. Infuriated at being unable to see Lord Krishna, the elephant shot him out with his sense of smell. Once again, Kubalaya perceived the Lord with the end of his trunk, only to have Lord forcefully free himself. Again, here a little purport. Lord Sri Krishna allowed elephant to seize him so that the beast would be encouraged to keep fighting. Once Kupalyapid had thus become proud, Lord Krishna again thought him with his superior potency. So again, the elephant caught hold Krishna in his trunk. So Krishna wanted to encourage him that he should be very much enthusiastic for fighting. But again Krishna came out from his grip. And then Prukshe Prahit तातिबल धनुष पंचविंशति विचर्ष यथा नागम सुपर्ण इव लीलया। लॉर्ड कृष्ण देन ग्रैब्ड द पावरफुल कुबलया अपीयर्ड बाय द टेल एंड प्लेफुली ड्रैग्ड हिम 25 बो लेंथ एज इजली एज गरुण माइट ड्रैग ए स्नेक। कृष्ण केम आउट फ्रॉम द ग्रिप ऑफ एलिफेंट एंड कृष्ण caught the tail of elephant Kubalaya appeared and he dragged him behind. He says a 25 bow length. One bow approximately 2 feet or 3 feet. Yeah, like this, 25 you can drag behind. So paryatmanena sabya dakshinochita बभाम भम्यमाणे न गोवत्से न बालक। एज लॉर्ड अच्युत हेल्ड ऑन टू द एलिफेंट टेल द एनिमल ट्राइड टू ट्विस्ट अवे टू द लेफ्ट एंड टू द राइट मेकिंग द लॉर्ड स्वेयर इन द अपोजिट डायरेक्शन एज ए यंग बॉय वुड स्वेयर व्हेन पुलिंग ए काफ बाय टेल। So Krishna has caught hold of the tail. So elephants were trying to grab Krishna, trying to catch Krishna this way, then Krishna was another way. So this also. And eventually Kualaya peed was killed. So the further description also I will give it at. Krishna then came face to face with the elephant and slapped him and run away. Kubalaya appeared, pursued the Lord, managing to touch him again and again with each step. But Krishna outmaneuvered the elephant and made him trip and fall. Sadhavan kridaya bhumo patitva satotita tam matva patitam krudho danta bhyam swan. As Krishna dodged out, he playfully fell on the ground and quickly got up again. The raging elephant, thinking Krishna was down, tried to gore him with his tusk, but struck the earth instead. At one point, Krishna was on the ground and elephant tried to crush by his tusk teeth, but Krishna came out from that sight and that simply he struck his teeth in the ground. Then Swavikrame Pratihate Kunjarendro Tumarsitaha Chodaymano Mahamantre Krishnam Yodrandusa. His prowess foiled, the lordly elephant Kuvalaya field went into the frenzy right out of frustration. But the elephant keepers guided him on and they furiously charged Krishna once again. And then Tama Patantam Masyadya Bhagavan Madhusudana Nigridya Paninam Hastam Patayamasa Bhutale. The Supreme Lord, killer of the demon Madhu, confronted the elephant as he attacked, seizing his trunk with one hand. Krishna threw him to the ground. And the next final word, patitasya padakramya mrigendra ivalilaya dantam utpat nebham te nebham harsti pansam anadhari. Lord Hari then climbed into the elephant with the ease of a mighty lion, pulled out tusk and with it killed the beast and his keeper. Finally, Krishna caught hold the tusk of elephant and pulled out such powerfully, and then by the help of that tusk, Krishna started to beat him, and thus Kubalaya appeared, was killed. Dantam utpatya pluck out, take out the dental teeth, tusk, thin even by the teeth, tusk, hostin, hosti, the elephant as well as the keeper of the elephant, Mahavat, Krishna killed. So thus, elephant was killed, Kubalagaya were killed, and same time Mahavat, both were killed, right on the gate of the arena. This happened just in the interim. And then further description that Krishna took one teeth to Krishna, another Balram, so they had plucked out, take out, uprooted from the body, so that drops of blood were also coming out. And such a horrible situation that Krishna took on his shoulder the tusk, and they enter one tusk, one teeth, tooth with Balram, and another tooth, the two, they have two tusks also, and they enter in the sacrificial arena, where wrestling was supposed to take place. Okay, here I stop, so if you have any question or comment.
You were mentioning about the five most important devotional, one was residing in Mathura. So we in the West, we have our temples here, so it's not possible always to reside in Vrindavan or Mathura. So is there a difference and that when we live here and we're associated with their temples, but we should also go to Mathura? Could you explain that?
In the purport, various verse appears in the first chapter of 10th canto, and then Srila Prabhupada discuss about this point. In the purport, Prabhupada writes that they are about, first of all, he talks the glorious position of Vrinda, how glorious place. Intimately connected, directly connected with Krishna. Krishna appeared there, such a glorious place. And also Prabhupada talks about there, then many saintly persons, they have taken a vow now to go out of Vrindavan, Braj area, Mathura Vrindavan. And Prabhupada in beginning appreciated this vow. It's very nice. You should take the vow. Shapat, I will not. And then Prabhupada continued, however, only one region. Otherwise, if really we want to Krishna consciousness, cultivate Krishna consciousness, reside there, be there. Only one region justified that if go out of Vrindavan for the service of Krishna, in order to serve Krishna, if you go out of Vrindavan, so Prabhupada started, it is as good as living in Vrindavan. So only reason that is, otherwise, no, we should not think about going out of Vrindavan. But if there is some important or any service, we are going out of Vrindavan in order to some special some service there, then it is as good as living in Vrindavan.
Krishna is saying here that I'll send you to the abode of Yamraj, but anyone killed by Krishna, we know he gets it.
This is a literary way to say something. I will kill you. But there's a nice way, I'm sublime with literature, nice word. I will send you. You are living here in Mathura comfortably, you'll be there. In the house, in abode of Yamaraj, you will be there. That is a literary way to express something. This is part of literature part. I will kill you. Give the way, otherwise you will be killed by me. So you are threatening me. Okay.
It was a similar point. I was just thinking the elephant, they generally don't go to Yamaraj. You know, but he was saying it as a figure of speech. The elephant, he was also told him that he was going to go to Yamaraj's abode. But generally the animal species, they don't go to Yamaraj's abode. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, he was very fortunate elephant. Directly he touched the see the beautiful form of Krishna displaying first time. But no way to going in hellish condition as Yamra. Directly elevated to the abode of Krishna by Kunta, Golok Vrindavan.
Maharaj, you mentioned that Krishna tied his belt,
yes,
and then he tied his locks of hair.
Hair.
Yeah, I was just wondering how, I guess I was trying to visualize how long is his hair and how did he tie it. Is there details about that? Like how long is his hair? And
yes, in Srimad Bhagavatam, one name of Krishna, Keshav, it's a beautiful curly hair. Black and curly hair is considered to be more beautiful, according to the science of aesthetic science, Shaundar Shastra. If the straight hair is also good, it's a black one. And if it's curly, little bend, this is considered. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, many places description about gopi seeing the face and the hairs were hanging around the cheeks of Krishna, and sometimes Krishna is long enough. Better to meditate upon that. Many saintly, I'm a saintly person, they meditate on the hair of Krishna. His curly hair, black hair. How? What?
Rupa Goswami Pada, he composed a song about Krishna's beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumar Abhinava Kutamala Gucha Samo Jala. In that curly, thick, bushy, very elaborately explained that it's so attractive that entire Vrindavan Vrajavasi got enchanted and they ran after revive their feelings and express their feeling. The whole song is all about Krishna's beautiful face and the form, especially the hairs.
Yeah, and because he was getting ready for fighting, so if you lose hair, it may create some disturbance.
Also, so,
when they told the boys that, you see this little leaf on that tree, that because Garuda some or other dropped one drop nectar while he was carrying from heaven to the, what that lake called in the, near Patala Loka, then one drop of nectar fell on that tree. So in the entire tree, and within 8 miles, there is nothing living except that one leaf. So Krishna told that, but you know how good I am to climb the tree to pluck. And if we eat that leaf, we live for a long time. So the coward boys allowed him to go, not knowing that actually he's climbing the tree to jump in the Kaliya leaf. If they knew, they would not allow. So at that time, he tied his belt, and the whole explanation given on 16th chapter, 10th canto, that how his hair, he tie up the turbans, and it's very artistic. It's so artistic, he's going to swim now for a long time. But the same thing with the wrestling is the same pattern that Krishna always likes to dress like a real player.
Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.